The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, when we walk to the Ed Sheeran show, does it rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip hop, beats to soulful flow, we dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh, talk to music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life, it's goals. Right here on Ed Taylor, the story unfolds.
Ed Taylor's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey, Christian.
I love
y'all.
I love that.
Hey. Yo, yo. It's the Ed Taylor Show. Welcome back. We got another exciting episode. I'm sitting here with my Ace Boon Coon, co-host of the Nicole Aladrian Show. Actually, the star of the Nicole Aladrian Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nicole Aladrian is in the building.
Hello, everybody.
With, you guessed it, me, Ed Taylor. You know how we do. We just up in here chilling, you know what I mean? So Nicole's going to come in a little bit down the line and do a segment with us. Nicole, how you doing?
You know what? It's been a little rough, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm learning to just let go and let God, even through the hard times, you guys. We just got to trust the process and understand that, hey, life goes on.
Yes, and Nicole was referring to some things that's going on in her life, and we at the Ann Taylor Show, we support her, and we are just shining light her way. We want all you out there just to send some happy waves in Nicole's direction, you know what I mean? Because I need
Thank you, my girl, happy,
you know what I'm saying? We need to tune her up and get her back to the
regular
situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm kind of going through a breakup right now. I thought that... I thought that, you know, maybe my relationship would last a little longer. I guess I had the hope that, you know, it may turn into something greater, but I realized that it did, you know, and as hurt as I am, it's like, okay, well, you know, you can't force nobody to love you. You can't force nobody to be with you. If they have free will, if they don't want you, they don't want you. So I realized that I don't need to take it internally and say, hey, I'm not good enough. No, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you're not my person, you know?
Exactly. And it comes down to you being okay with, not saying that you're going to think that the way things unfolded were great, but you're okay with saying, hey, you know what? I'm moving on. And
because this is the thing. That person, they're already moving on, okay? Oftentimes, when someone leaves the relationship and they just ghost you or they just abruptly just drop you, best believe they not tripping that much. They moving on, right? They trying to find the next thing, the next person to jump in the sheets with, right? Most of the time, it's like that. It's somebody else, or maybe they need to work on themselves and heal, right? But whatever that is, I'm not nobody's option. I'm not nobody's placeholder. And I'm not nobody's second best. You feel me? And I had to realize the old me would have been chasing and crying and begging and blowing up phones. I'm not doing that no more. I'll reach out a few times. I'll let you know, hey, can we talk about it? But if you completely just turned your back to me, why do I want you anyway? I thought about that. Like, why would I want somebody who just gave up on me that easy? When I didn't give up on them. I stuck by them through their hard times. So I don't even want a person in my life like that anymore. That just shows me my growth. Like, I don't deserve that. If you can't come at me like a man, then you don't need to be in my life. You know what I'm saying? Go play them games with somebody else.
So yeah, I mean, you know, it's a crazy.
It comes down to knowing your worth, like knowing your worth and really looking at it for what it is. I had to realize, you know what, this person didn't really want me. They just wanted that time with me. They wanted to have sex, have fun, right? And that's it. I wasn't there for a long time. I was there for a good time. And as hurtful as that sounds, I'm not going to be a delusional in about it. Like, oh, you feel me? This person didn't want longevity with me. Because if they did, they wouldn't have just left me the way that they left me. And for reasons that we could have worked through, you know, it wasn't that toxic, y'all, or unhealthy, you know? So when a man or woman just drop you like that, best believe that's it's very, how can I put it? They have some healing to do because
to the left, everything you own in the box to the left, in the closet, that's my stuff, yes, if I bought it, please don't touch, and keep talking that mess, that's fine, but could you walk and talk at the same time, man? It's my name, it's on that deck. So remove your bag, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stay.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I could have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have another you by tomorrow. So don't you ever for a second get to thinking irreplaceable. So go ahead and get gone. Call up that chick and see if she's home. Oops, I bet you thought that I didn't know. What did you think I was putting you out for? Because you was untrue. Rolling her around in the car that I bought you. Baby, drop them keys. Hurry up before your taxi leaves. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about I'll never ever find a man like you. Got me to stay.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I could have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
You must not know about me. You must not.
I'll have another you by tomorrow. So don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're irreplaceable. So since I'm not your everything, how about I'll be nothing, nothing at all to you. Baby, I won't shed a tear for you. I won't lose a wink of sleep. Cause the truth of the matter is, replacing you is so easy. Hey.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in a box to the left. To the left, to the left.
Don't you ever for a second get to think.
Yo, 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 everybody, what's happening? This is Anthony Taylor. You are tuned in to the Anthony Taylor Show, where we spotlight incredible voices from all over the map. Today, I'm bringing you a real gem out of Tacoma music scene, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Arena McLaren. Whether she's playing solo or with a band or whatever she's doing, it sounds great, and we're going to talk to her today. We're going to talk about her latest single, Oh My Love. It's out right now, and we're excited to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Arena McLaren to the show.
Thank you so much.
So, Arena, it is a pleasure to have you here on the show today. And we couldn't be more excited to get down to business and ask you a few questions and hear a little bit about you. So let's warm things up. Let's just jump right into it. If Tacoma sure. had an official vibe, what would it be and what song would match it?
Oh my gosh, that is a good question. If Tacoma had an official vibe, Well, we are called Grit City. Tacoma is a place full of really hardworking people who produce a crazy amount of different arts. So I would say a song that represents people who do that, like people who hit the grind and get things done and produce like amazing products. I'm trying to think of like what kind of song would kind of encumber that, but
probably a Work at 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I have to say so. Yeah, like a little Dolly Parton. There you go.
Yeah, Grit City in the house, right? Yeah. So our research team had mentioned to me that you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it says you studied music in Vermont. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I went to the University of Vermont for my college years. And I actually did an a cappella group. So we traveled throughout the East Coast and we sang for different competitions and concerts and shows and things like that. And then I also performed with a group there. We did kind of like acoustic pop music. So,
excellent, excellent. And are you any longer singing in a group or a band?
I do, yeah. So when I'm not doing solo stuff, I play in a band, Arena McLaren and Vaxas is what our band is called. And so we do originals, we do some like funky pop covers, things like that. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent. So what is the difference you've noticed in your music when you're in your writing and your everything? Excuse me one second.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I have a chihuahua in there with us, and I'm going to go plead with her.
Yeah.
My darling Daisy, please quiet yourself before I remove you from my presence here. So, okay, we'll work around her for a second here. So, can you tell me a little bit about Backsass? How did that band form?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So my full-time job is I work in a middle school. I'm an office coordinator. And I am very fortunate to work with some very talented musicians at my job. So our band is myself, one of our band members who plays guitar and sings. He's our choir teacher at school. And then our band teacher plays trumpet and bass for us and also does some vocals. And then we also have a phenomenal percussionist.
So all of these persons, most of the persons from the band actually are people you work with as well or work with at some point?
Yeah, they're educators and we all work at the same school right now. So
that is truly, truly amazing. So
yeah,
there is this new single out, Oh yes. My Love. What inspired mm-hmm. it and how did it come together?
Sure. So I actually wrote it as a way to process kind of the significant grief that I was feeling. We had lost nearly, I think we went to 9 funerals in 2023. So lots of loss in our family. And so it was just a hard thing to process. And so I just started writing the song, and more specifically, it came from kind of the perspective of a couple who had passed away within that time frame, and they passed away within just months of each other. So I kind of thought of it from their lens, from their perspective. They had been married for, you know, nearly 50 years, mm-hmm. and they just couldn't bear to be apart from one another. And so that's kind of where the song stemmed from, like when his name was John, was without his wife, you know, all he could think about was her. And in his, while he was sleeping, he would talk to her and things like that. So, and that's really where that came from.
Oh, wow. That's a real heavy backstory. And I can definitely understand how. Yeah. I mean, you know, there is a theme that I noticed about some of the photos I've seen of you, rain and umbrellas when it's not raining. Is there a contrast to that, or is that just, hey, I have an umbrella, this would be a cool picture?
Well, actually, so my first EP was called Through the Storm. So a lot of the songs were kind of thematic in that they were like about, you know, I have a song called Hurricane, I have a song called Shine, you like just, you know, like things that kind of represent, you know, stormy weather, right? And and here in Tacoma, like in Washington State, it rains all the time.
Yes.
And so it's kind of just a huge part of our lifestyle. And so I think it was all kind of part of like that thematic element, having the umbrella, kind of making it through the storm, like, you know, just getting through the bad times and, you know, you'll shine at the end, that kind of thing. So,
gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's where it came
from. I see. And looking at the Oh My Love artwork, yeah. You're walking down a path in a wooded area, and it looks, yeah. Kind of looks like it's a little overcast there too. I'm not sure if that was a bright sunny day and the it kind of got, you know, dimmed down by the black and white photo, or is that the normal look in Tacoma where it, like you say, it rains all the time? Is it more gloomy than sunny, or how's that work out?
It can be pretty gray. It can be pretty gray, I have to admit, but it's kind of like one of those things where, like, because it can be kind of gray and rainy a lot of the time, like, we definitely don't take the sun for granted. Mm-hmm. As soon as the sun's out, everybody's out, the mood changes, you know, like, so it's kind of a beautiful thing, right? Because I think that there's some places where that sunny, beautiful weather does get taken for granted, but here it definitely does not.
Oh, my love.
So we've talked about basically in a matter of minutes, we kind of had like an emotional roller coaster of hearing a story about the two persons that had been together for so many years, and kind the second one kind of passed away due to loneliness, our missing, our melancholiness. Yeah. Can we pivot a little bit and let me ask you, what were some of your most memorable moments in performance or writing songs or doing music for you?
Sure. So I would say one of the coolest things about performing, writing music, recording in a studio, all those things is I've really gotten to involve my family. So my husband helps me write songs. He's a fantastic poet. And so that has really like translated into songwriting beautifully. And so that's a really cool thing, is getting to write music with my own husband, right?
Absolutely.
And then my son is 12 and he plays all these different instruments. And so he's been able to perform with me, and he got to record in the studio with me. So like, just kind of being able to involve the people that I love the most in this process has been absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. And keeping it in the family, that is amazing. You know, to have an amazing son, amazing husband, and all you guys can get together and do what you enjoy most.
Exactly.
That you know, hang on a sec. Where's my round of applause button? Because I got to give it up for that. So... So, you know, in most interviews, we start off with, oh, how did you start and all that stuff. I like to, like, bring that up in the middle because I think that people need to stick around a little bit, you know what I mean, to hear more about you. Yeah. So where did this music thing start for you? How did it, where did the spark come from?
Sure. So I have always loved to sing, like, even when I was a little kid. But it kind of started, you know, like, I went to church when I was a kid and I sang in the church choir, that kind of thing. And then I moved into doing like, you know, jazz choirs and jazz groups. And then off to college, I went and did a cappella, things like that. So a lot of more like choral, like vocal stuff is what I really stuck to as I was kind of developing in my music journey. But once I got to college and started performing with like band types of groups, I really knew that like kind of performing and being in that band setting, singing original songs, like that was really what I loved doing. And so when I graduated from college and I came back home, I started just kind of performing anywhere that somebody would let me perform.
Right.
And you know, playing my guitar, singing, busking, doing all kinds of stuff. And then it just kind of, you know, I did it for years and years and years. And then, and now like I'm able to perform with my own band, which is great. And I have, you know, my own music out in the world. And it's just been, it's been kind of like a slow process, but it's been a very cool one.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the guitar. So I'm going to ask you a few quick fire questions.
Sure.
How many guitars have you owned in your lifetime here?
I have four guitars.
Okay. And what has been your favorite guitar?
Honestly, my very first guitar was my favorite guitar. So, when I was in college, my uncle who lived in Vermont, he gifted me a guitar for my birthday. And I was very new at it and kind of just learning myself. And so he had the frets shaved down so it wouldn't hurt my fingers as bad, which was a very sweet gesture. So I still have that guitar because it just means so much to me. And I performed for many years with that guitar. So it has a special place in my heart.
Nice, nice, nice. And you can slide, you know what I mean, without those frets being there. You can really get down and get busy. So what's your go-to snack after a show? That's a weird one, but what's your go-to? Snack? Yeah.
Oh my go-to snack. Oh wow, that is such a good question.
It's like, you know, I want to cinnabon.
You know what? I would say my guilty pleasure snack, like bar food thing after shows, mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks. Hey, you know what? Who doesn't love some mozzarella sticks? And it's funny because, you know, the thing is, everybody has a go-to snack. They don't realize it right away. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's there, it, you know. First,
my husband just looked at me and he said, mozzarella sticks.
There it is. See? There it is. So what's the first album you've ever owned?
Oh my gosh, the first album I ever owned. Let me think back to this. I think it was Stevie Wonder. Oh my gosh.
That's going to be a great album. No matter which one it is, that's going to be great. Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
And the song, it was the album that had Higher Ground on it.
Let me look that up. That was before, I thought you would say something like Mastered, whatever, Jamma or whatever that song, but Higher Ground, I can't play anymore because my carpal tunnel screwed me up, but I used to love to play. Yeah, I used to love to play that on the keyboard.
Stevie Wonder is like my absolute favorite artist of all time. So
that album was Inner Visions, and it came out in 1973. Most of us here weren't born or listening. That is an amazing album. People go out there and check that out. We're not gonna send you away for Stevie Wonder right now, because we're gonna stick on Miss Irina McLaren, you know what I mean? So any other instruments that you fool around with, like beside guitar, piano, any wind instruments or any other thing you like to?
No, I pretty much stick with guitar. My son will play, like, you know, he'll do drums or bass, and so sometimes when we're playing around, or he'll do like electric lead guitar for things while we're performing. But I am just a big acoustic guitar person, so.
excellent. So is there any advice that you would want to give to anybody that wants to be a singer or performer or live artist? This day and age, things are so much different. And then some people don't know the difference. You know what I mean? Right. They're just walking into this right now. But is there anything you would say to a person of any age that would like to try to show their talents?
Yeah, definitely. My biggest piece of advice is just keep doing it. Because you never know who's gonna hear you, who's gonna be like moved by what you play. And sometimes it only takes just one person to say, like, wow, that song meant something to me. You know what I mean? Like, and it makes it all worth it. It makes the years of playing on street corners and, you know, like being background music places, like, it makes it all worth it just to hear that one person say, like, your song really touched me, or your song really meant something to me. So I would just say, like, you know, do the things, like, learn the instruments, play the songs, you know, fail, try again, like, it's all worth it in the end, because it only takes that one person to say, like, you know, that really meant something to me.
Some days are long, some words to mean. Ooh, sometimes it feels like you can't get much sleep. Ooh, an ache in your bones that won't go away. And the world's closing in, there's not much more than you could say. You're gonna shine, 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 you're gonna shine, 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 shine. The storm lingers is on, your battles await. Ooh, sometimes it feels like you're just losing faith. Ooh, like you can't go on, there's just too much pain. And your heart longs for light, like the night longs for day. You're gonna shine, you're gonna shine, 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 you're gonna shine, 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 you're gonna shine, 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 shine. But don't worry, darling, shine.
So what's coming up for you as far as we know? We have this release, shows, music, videos, any new changes in updates or anything like that you want to tell us about?
Sure. So I'm actually headed back to the studio this summer to record a couple more songs with my producer, which I'm really excited about. One of the songs is kind of like different from what I've been doing, so I'm really excited to do that one for sure. And and then I've just got some shows with my band, some solo shows coming up, and yeah, just doing all the things to like keep myself busy in the music world, and hopefully I can produce something that people will enjoy.
That's excellent. So as far as contact and people being able to find you, what would be the best methods?
So my website is a good one. It's arenamclarenmusic.com. So that's always up to date with shows, releases, things that are going on in my world here in Tacoma. And then I'm on Facebook, Arena McLaren Music, and Instagram. My Instagram handle is reenbean253. But those are usually the best places to see what's going on in my world.
Excellent. And do you have any music videos that are actually, is there a music video on the way? I did see there was a live performance for Oh My Love. Is there any other follow-up videos, or do live videos pretty much cover what you need?
So there's going to be a lyric video out very soon for Oh My Love. So definitely be on the lookout for that. My label, Young Outlaw Music, did a beautiful lyric video. So we'll be releasing that pretty soon.
Excellent. One more thing here. Shout out to Young Outlaw Music, everybody. Put your hands together for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So was there anything that you wanted to say that we may not have covered, or any shout outs you want to give to the people out there?
Honestly, I'm just so grateful to be having this conversation, and I never would have thought in a million years that I would be having this kind of conversation about a song that I created. And
it's
I'm
a great
just so
song
grateful
too. It is a great. It's, oh, yeah, yeah. If it wasn't, I'd be silent over here. I'd be like, hey, you know, the next song is gonna be the one. It's the next, but yeah, this one is good.
Yeah. I'm so grateful you say that. I just this was not an expected move for me in my like life path, right? But mm-hmm. this has all been so exciting, and I'm just so thankful to everybody that's been a part of this journey, and I hope that like I can just continue to put music that people like out there and keep going.
exactly. You there's an actor, Morgan Freeman. You ever heard of him?
Yes.
He actually called in. Check this out.
Irina McLaren is a singer-songwriter from Tacoma, Washington, whose music beautifully merges Americana, soulful country, and folk influences with deeply personal and introspective storytelling.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman. Rita McLaren, thank you so much for being here and sharing your heartfelt message and your music. Everyone check out her new single, Oh My Love, streaming everywhere. Follow her on Instagram at RenaBean253. And if you ever in Tacoma, don't miss a live show. I'm Anthony Taylor. This is the Anthony Taylor Show, where great music meets great conversation. And Irina, the only thing we can do now is get your husband and give him an interview. You want to get him on the line? It's up to you.
Yeah. And you know what? I'd be happy to have him do that.
Tell him to come on and say hello.
You want to come over and say hello? He's coming.
All right, Coca.
Oh, yeah. Here he is. This is Matthew.
Matthew. Hello. Hey, Matthew. What's happening, my man?
Hello there.
Hey, good. My name is Anthony Taylor. You just missed it. Morgan Freeman was on the show with us, but he had to go.
Oh, dang.
I know. Tell me about it. That was a surprise to me, too. He just called in. So, hey, Matthew, I wanted to tell you that we are excited about Irina's music and anybody in her life. We want to go ahead and give them a round of applause, too. Because we know it takes a team, to make, you know, keep everybody happy, and everything goes smooth. And we hear you have a young son that it actually can get busy with you as well, and that's amazing to hear. And I just want to go ahead and congratulate you too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, Matthew.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Do me a favor and put Taiwana on that phone for me, please.
She's not here.
Okay, do you know when she'll be back in?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, if you let her know, this is attorney Leo Devlin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling on the behalf of Joshua, the father of her baby.
Okay, and what is it concern?
Well, what was this Taiwana?
No, it's not.
Well, then who is this?
It's her mama.
What I'm trying to find out right now is in regards to just some of the pregnancy test stuff and as far as, like, the paternity, excuse me. And he's going to be contesting paternity. I just need to let her know, and she need to come on down to the office and sign up this paperwork.
He already been through that.
No, ma'am. But I guess he's just going to go through some second opinion stuff.
Okay, well, you can't go through no second opinion stuff. What's done is done.
Don't cut me off now.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and send the paperwork in the mail. All
no, right? Sign this paperwork. That's
you
what you...
Bring your, no way. You bring your ass over here and bring it to me then. You want me to have it? So
see, I knew it was you. You're sitting there lying, hiding from bill collectors. Ain't paid no money.
I ain't
hiding
from bill collectors. I ain't got no bills.
You
got bills. You pay your damn bills.
I pay my money. I'm going to get my money from y'all.
You ain't get your money from me. You get your money from Joshua. You his attorney, and you quit talking to me.
You take some Maury Povich and find that little girl.
You take some Maury Povich. I already got some papers, so you and him both can kiss my at the same time. You kiss the left one.
Baby, I'm not kissing no booty cheek. Now, what kind of? I'll bite your booty cheek. I'll come slap you now.
And when you get done slapping me, you better slap your mama, because that's the last time you're going to see it. I'm going to kill your
baby, I'll steal Jesus' plate at the Last Supper. I'll eat Jesus' piece of chicken.
Because you's a bad motherfucker. You'd rather walk through hell with gasoline drawers on than to slap me.
You don't
look like Swiss cheese. Play with me.
Now, see, why you got to stay threatened?
Because why you got to call here acting ignorant early in the morning?
Look, you the one acting ignorant.
Do you know what time it is?
You the one acting ignorant.
Do you know what time it is?
You got to watch.
Keep on. One more. I'm going to walk to where you at and beat your...
Baby, I'm down here at the corporate office.
Well, come on down. Well, you know what? Meet me halfway.
I'm down here at the corporate office.
Meet me where ain't no police.
Meet me in Raleigh-Durham. That's about halfway.
I ain't coming to Raleigh-Durham.
Well, then you the one who want to fight.
Come down, bring some paperwork. Come out, I got to watch. I got to watch, too. I got a foot to kick you in your tooth.
You probably ain't even got no call. That's why you can't even meet me
I
all halfway.
I got my mama got one. I'll take her.
Yeah, still living with your mama. Still living with your mama. That's why he left you. That's why I ain't want to be with you.
First of all, he still live with his mom. He don't even live with his mom. He can't live with
Look,
his mom.
I know about Joshua.
He's a deadbeat.
I know
and
about
not only that, and not only that, while I'm coming down there, you better make sure you bring them seven other babies to come with them, but I'm the only one that gets paid, especially when her child care tuition is $165 every 2 weeks, and that little boy don't pay nothing. Oh, please. He's going to pay something.
Don't call my client no boy.
You know what? Your client is a boy, you a boy, your mama's girl, and your daddy's a boy.
Your grandma.
All y'all some. My grandma ain't nothing. Your grandma look like a monkey, dog.
Your grandmama look like a pregnant Morgan Freeman mixed with Danny Glover and a splash of Lou Gossett Jr. with your
goatee. Grandma look like Grace Jones with a bald head. Like they some damn mixed breeds with dogs and rats.
Your grandma got a tooth in her booty.
Your grandma got some horse and teeth in her damn mouth.
I tell you what, baby, just bring the money down to Birmingham, Alabama. Just send the money down there to comedian Roy Wood. Julia, it's a prank phone call, sweetie. What's going on, Tawana?
How you doing?
Your mom put us up to prank calling you today, sweetie.
And you know what? I'm going to kill her.
Appreciate it, baby.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, all right. Ann Taylor Show, sitting here with Nicole Adrian. Nicole, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well.
You know how it is. We are just doing what we do when we does it. Hey,
I know that's right.
Nicole, have you ever heard of this football player dude? I know he's like he used to be ESPN host, and now he got his own show. I think Club Shay Shay or something like that.
Yes, I see him all the time on TikTok.
Yeah, did you?
I don't know, have we used him? Have I ever used him in a podcast?
I don't think so.
But yeah, I know he's a dark skinned chocolate brother, really nice teeth, older. Yeah. I like him.
Oh, you do?
Well, check, talking about some real stuff.
Check
yeah,
this out.
He real down to earth.
I want you to hear something. All right, hang on.
Okay. This is a shakedown.
Facing rape and sexual assault accusations, tonight Shannon Sharp is not backing down.
I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right.
Today, the former NFL star turned podcaster posting this video statement in response to a Nevada civil lawsuit filed by a woman who says her consensual relationship with Sharp eventually led to multiple assaults. The lawsuit also accuses Sharp of secretly recording their sexual encounters without her consent.
So what's going on nowadays is it seems like a lot of people are getting
exposed.
In Shannon Sharp's case, I just like think that a man like him should probably stop messing with all these different women and young girls and what's wrong with finding yourself one woman to entertain yourself with and be with rather than just jumping? This is how lawsuits and all that stuff start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get 60 years
old.
You should kind of be winding down, right? You should be
I think even before 60, by the time you 40, 50, that's you still out here in the streets. It's not cute. I'm sorry. It don't look good. People's going to, I don't care what nobody say. There's something wrong with that picture, okay? Because it shows that you lack discipline. Something's wrong internally. Why you just can't have one woman or man that you happy with? We're too grown for that. Why are you out here just throwing your ping and your everywhere? That's not cute. You feel me? But that's the thing. You have to understand people don't care. They just want to, they want that validation, right? It's validation. And, oh, I can get all these women. Men don't care. These men don't give a damn. They don't care because if they did care, they would try to do better. They want to be out here spreading around just sleeping with a bunch of women because sex is powerful. You know what I'm saying? She is powerful, buddy. It's just the reality. They don't care about no woman's feelings or no one. I want to be with one woman. They don't give a end of this about him, though. This is my first time hearing. I never heard this about him.
Yeah, this is in the news. I mean, he got in trouble a couple months ago because he went live on Instagram by accident while he was having an experience with a young lady. You know, I mean, and maybe this is his, like, you know, his DNA to, you know, being a successful person and all that stuff. But I'm like, why? It just, dude, you Check this out. Check. I think this is from the Breakfast Club, this clip. Check it.
Mm-hmm. And his lawyer have handled this whole situation terribly. First of all, if you're saying this, Sharp, you shouldn't be saying anything.
No, he shouldn't.
Busby and this young woman got audio, video, and text messages. If you know all of those things are out there, you should shut the F up and continue to allow your lawyer to do his job. And your lawyer said out of his own mouth that you was close to a $10 million settlement with that girl. Mm. That right there is all the more reason to shut the F up. I'm not.
So when you get to a point to where you're about to make a $10 million settlement, that kind of don't look good, do it?
That can really mess up that whole settlement. Like that can make or break your financial things, because people looking at you like you're not trustworthy or you just this deceitful type of energy. That can mess up business deals, brand deals. That can ruin all type of things because people look at you like you are not a good person. They saw you in one light, and then now they see that light is a different. Yeah. You're not that person, right? Yeah,
it's way unfortunate.
But let me say this though, okay? This is another thing that I have to say. Every time somebody is accused of something does not always make it true. Okay. Now, if you have concrete evidence, yes, then obviously it's facts, right? It's the truth. But it's a lot of times, especially with these big celebrities, how many times have we heard it? Why wouldn't a lot of people go after a celebrity? Because they have money, right? Money is what? The root to all evil. Therefore, a lot of people sometimes will accuse these celebrities and people of doing certain things that they have never done. But if you have actual proof, there you go. That's your answer. But not every time I believe that people are accused of things that they're always guilty of those things. You feel me? Sometimes people will lie and they will say things to try to get money out of these people. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not, but we don't know the truth. We don't always know everything. Is not the truth all the time.
I'm right? Not gonna
sometimes
pay 10 million,
lied on.
But I ain't gonna pay $10 million because you lied on me. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not saying this case, right? Obviously, yeah. They said they have video, audio clips. He's trying to pay because he understands, hey, this is the truth, right? Obviously, they have evidence of whatever accusations are allegations that were against him. Okay, therefore, yeah, he want to just settle out and get her off his back. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that often, a lot of times, it's not always accurate, right? People just think, oh, just because I heard something on the media or so-and-so did something that makes it true. Well, we don't really know that until that proof comes out. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can't always believe everything that you hear. Everybody that's proven, some people are really innocent in situations. They're not guilty. You have people
definitely.
That's guilty and get away like they're innocent. So
definitely.
We already know the system is corrupt, right? So yeah, that's my take on that. But yeah, I didn't know about that. But
yeah, as much as I like him, it's sad. Me too.
Yeah,
you know what? Whatever is supposed to happen, will happen.
He has to learn.
But
he has to live and learn. You know, let that be a lesson learned.
Yeah.
$10 million. That's a hard lesson, baby. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to sue him for $50 million. So he said I have a statement from him too, but
damn, well,
you know
he got
what?
Money. He got big money then. God damn, sir.
Well, they have insurance.
He got some big money.
They got big insurance that'll pay these claims. But the thing is, the reality of it is to me is that I don't want to wash him up and say he's guilty or he did this. My whole thing is about bringing it up because I think that people need to learn that we got to stop playing in life at some point and learn to be serious. If you are a grown man, you got no business messing with a girl half your age who just in 2019, she was 18 years old or whatever. Five years ago, she was a baby, basically. You leave that alone, man. If you're 50, 60, whatever you are, that woman should be within maybe 10 years at the most your distance, because anything younger than that, you're going to get caught up. You're going to get caught up. And it goes back. It can be either sex, either direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Learn how to get serious.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Nobody, people don't want to get serious, Maurice. We, as much as we keep saying that, how many times we hear this all over the freaking internet, all over the world, people going to do what they're going to do. They don't care. Right? But see, this is the thing. When you finally do want to get serious about your stuff, right? What's going to happen is, once again, like I said earlier, but God is not going to bless you, okay? He's going to say, no, why? You don't deserve that, right? You have judgment before me. Now you have to answer to me. Now you're going to have karma. I'm going to let you hurt. I'm going to let you go through the same things you put other people through. That's how God works. And when God do it, baby, ain't nothing you can do about it. He going to sit you down. He going to make you sit down. You get it? And get right. That's what I love about God, because when God kick your butt, baby, you're going to feel it. And it ain't going to be nothing you can do. You're going to have to sit down by yourself. You're going to have to face that heartache because you put other people through that. It's no way around it. Karma don't miss, baby. It may not. And then people think, oh, then oh, I got away with that. Then it hits you at 10 years down the line, next month. Next, you're saying you don't know when it's going to come. And then when he said it come 10 times old, you're going to feel that heartache the same way, the same. I swear, when I whatever I did wrong, but I had to get that same kind of karma. And I'm like, damn, God, now when I finally think I'm about to be blessed, like, you know what I'm saying? And it hits you, be like, oh, I remember why this happened. Now I know why this happened. I did so-and-so right here back in the day like that. I broke this heart. You feel me? Damn, I did do that dude dirty. Like, I did him wrong. And now, see, it's going to come back around the same exact way. And you're going to be like, damn, I finally thought this was my person. Or I finally thought this was my opportunity. And God going to snatch it right away from you. Because everything we do in the dark, he sees it. You may not, we may not see everything somebody do, but God sees everything we do.
That's
you
can't it. Hide from That's God. It. Nicole, what song should we, what song should we play next?
We should play I Don't Need You. Oh, that's a song right now. Right. Let me make it clear. I didn't need you. I wanted you, sir. Understand, I don't need you for nothing. I got my own money, my own stuff. I don't need you. It's a privilege to be in my life.
All right, all right, all right. Ann Taylor Show audience, next up is Nicole Aladrian with I Don't Need You.
But I won't hunt you, and I can see ya, but I can free ya. Yeah, I want you, but I don't need ya. Now remember, I'm a winner. Hottest summer, coldest winter. No beginner, and I'm finna swap like Tinder. It's your ending. Remember that I want you, but I don't need ya. I can keep ya, or I can leave ya. I can starve ya, or I can feed ya. Cause I want ya, but I don't need ya. Fever for that single play. You be running hella games. Just tell you anything. Try to get between them legs. Pop up like a holiday. More mileage on that, they say. Then you come to my house thinking you go get some play. I want ya, but I don't need ya. You'll go hungry before I feed ya. You gon' want me, and you gon' need this, and you gon' miss this every time you see this. Boy, I'm so hot, 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 hot. I'm so hot, 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 hot. Yeah, so, so hot, 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 hot. So hot, yeah, 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 hot, hot, hot. When you see this, I know you want it. Look up on it. I'm a flown it. You gotta own it. It ain't for borrow. And I'ma see another day like tomorrow. Boy, bye. I don't need ya, but I want ya. Said I want ya, but I won't hunt ya. And I can see ya, but I can free ya. Yeah, I want ya, but I don't need ya. Boy, bye.
Bow, 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 bow. That's that booty meat. And look at them booty cheeks. Oh, 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 oh. That's that booty meat. And look at them booty cheeks.
Yeah, she got the big meat. Going like a quick. Every dose feels fatal. In the deep end, no warning. I said trouble, lip said morning. One night turned into a spiral. Every time I leave, I come back for revival. She poison in a cell, yes. Kisses taste like my regrets. Told myself just one more hit, but I'm fiending. Soon as she dead, yeah. Toxic, yeah. But I want it, lot love more like a craving. Every dose feels fatal, but I still reach. Met her in the deep end, no warning. I said trouble, lips said morning. One night turned into a spiral. Every time I leave, I come back for revival. She poison in a silk dress. Kisses taste like my regrets. Told myself just one more hit, but I'm fiending. Soon as she did, yeah, toxic, yeah. But I want it, lie to myself like I'm on it. She the kind of thrill that numbs, the pain I hide from when the silence comes.
I get lost inside your eyes. You're an angel with a devil's smile. Even when you break my mind, I still come back every time.
Girl, you're my sweet poison. I take it slow, but I'm sinking. Your kiss hits like morphine. It hurts, but I keep grinning. You pull my heart like sirens, and I still run when you're calling. I can't stop, I'm too deep. Addicted to the heat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You call and I'll fold. Automatic, same script, same scene, same habit. Playing me like chords on a sad song. But I ride that wave till the crash come. Heart got bruises, mind got scars. You love me hard, then leave me starved. Every high got a crash land, but I still chase it with my bare hands. I ain't blind, girl, I see it. But I crave the pain, I need it. Yeah, you the calm and you the riot. I'm the addict, you the science.
I get lost inside your eyes. You're an angel with a devil's smile. Even when you break my mind, I still come back every time.
Girl, you're my sweet poison. I take it slow, but I'm sinking. Your kiss hits like morphine. It hurts, but I keep grinning. You pull my heart like sirens, and I still run when you're calling. I can't stop, I'm too deep. Addicted to the heat, yeah.
Like I hate myself. It kept slow, but damn, it felt like home, even when it's wrong.
Yo, yo, yo. I want to thank my guest, Irina McLaren, for coming through today, hanging out. Irina was real cool. Thank you. Big ups to you and Matthew. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing your thing. Everybody go check her out when you get a chance. Next week, we're going to have on singer Brian Copeland talking about his new release. It's going to be a nice show, a real good interview. Make sure y'all come back and check it out. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it here on the Ann Taylor Show. If you're interested in being on the Ann Taylor Show, get at me. You can call the studio line 415-745-2742, and we're gonna make it happen. You hang in there.
Bow, 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 bow.
Sometimes life shakes us up. A breakup, a letdown, a major change, and it can feel like the ground is shifting beneath your feet. It's okay to be scared, to hurt, to feel lost for a moment, but within the chaos lies your power. Moving forward, even when it's hard, is a radical act of self-love. You're not just surviving, you're evolving. And every step you take toward healing opens the door to something better, stronger, and more aligned with who you're becoming. Keep going. You got this. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ann Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week. Same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ann Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.